several people are likely to be without homes after tornadoes reportedly touched down in Dodge County. It's Friday, May 16th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Groh. Coming up on the show today, the Milwaukee judge who was arrested for allegedly helping a man avoid immigration officials was in court yesterday. And the Wisconsin Senate has voted to make it a felony to post nude photos of people generated using artificial intelligence. Stay with us.
Music with more.
I am personally honored to be able to shepherd so many different types of music for folks to consider. But I leave it to the listener to be able to meet the music where they are at, to help them grow their ears through these stories, histories, and the community connections that can be forged with listening to music.
Join Dr. Jonathan Overby on The Road to Higher Ground, Saturdays on WPR Music.
The Dodge County Sheriff's Office was asking people to shelter in place this morning while crews worked to clear up damage from last night's storms. A state of emergency has been declared in Mayville, Wisconsin. The city's mayor there says residential homes and factories sustained, quote, significant damage from a suspected tornado. Residents in the area who needed shelter were asked to go to Mayville High School. During a press conference held last night, Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt said that, quote, we will have people who are without homes. Sheriff Schmidt said he was aware of only one injury related to the storm. As of this morning, there were about 15,000 people who were without power across Wisconsin still, the vast majority of them We Energy's customers. The company said they were aware of the outages and were working as quickly as possible to repair downed lines and restore power. The Wisconsin judge accused of helping a man evade ICE agents last month pleaded not guilty in federal court yesterday. Evan Casey has more from the hearing.
Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan is charged with obstructing or impeding a proceeding and concealing an individual to prevent his arrest. Prosecutors say she directed a defendant out a side door in her courtroom after immigration agents showed up to arrest the man. More than 100 people gathered outside the federal courthouse in Milwaukee to protest during the hearing, including Racine resident Fred Lohmeyer. He says he supports Dugan's alleged action.
I think it was the right thing to do, you know. I mean, you can't just hand people over and just have them disappear. No due process or any of that sort of thing.
Dugan's attorneys have filed a motion to dismiss the case. They argue she is immune from prosecution for actions she carried out as a judge in her courtroom. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Milwaukee police swarmed a municipal building downtown yesterday afternoon after reports of shots fired inside, but the call appears to have been a false alarm. Police were called to the Zeidler Municipal Building just after 3 in the afternoon by employees who believed they had heard gunshots. The call came after an employee who had been fired came to the building, according to Mayor Cavalier Johnson. Police searched the building and found no evidence of gunfire. Both the Zeidler Building and City Hall workers were told to shelter in place during the incident, and the building was later evacuated. Johnson said he was grateful no one was injured and said employees acted properly by calling police. He said the incident may have been set off when workers mistook a slammed door for gunfire. Police say that incident is still under investigation. Governor Tony Evers is asking the Trump administration for a special designation in Douglas County that could help businesses weather a massive construction project. Evers wants the Small Business Administration to make Douglas County a historically underutilized business zone. The designation allows businesses in disadvantaged communities to compete for certain federal contracts to boost employment and economic growth. The request comes as the $1.8 billion Blotnick Bridge replacement is set to begin next year. Taylor Peterson is with the Superior Douglas County Area Chamber of Commerce. He says the current bridge will close for up to 5 years.
We're going to have to use every tool in the toolbox to make sure that as many of our businesses succeed and thrive and really sustain during that construction project.
The CEO of Fraser Industries says the designation would help their Superior shipyard obtain federal contracts to build and repair boats. The Wisconsin Senate has voted unanimously to make it a felony to post nude photos of people generated using artificial intelligence. Rich Kramer has the details.
It's already a felony in Wisconsin to take or distribute nude photos of someone without their consent, but current law does not cover images of real people generated by artificial intelligence. In a 33-0 vote, Senate Democrats and Republicans took the first step in making it illegal. Republican Senator Andre Jacques of New Franken said the change will protect Wisconsin residents.
As the capabilities of AI become more and more advanced, bad actors are increasingly using artificially generated, sexually explicit images to harass and intimidate innocent people online.
The bill now heads to the State Assembly for approval before it can go to the governor's desk. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin customers and businesses purchased nearly $40 billion worth of imported goods last year. That's according to a new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum looking at the state's import economy. It found industrial and agricultural machinery account for roughly one-third of Wisconsin's total imports. Tyler Barnes is the report's author. He says businesses also import billions of dollars worth of raw materials used to make products.
We really like to think about, when we think about imports, we purchase t-shirts from other countries or plastic products. But really, the import economy drives the export economy and drives sort of the economy at large.
The report also warned that the Trump administration's tariffs could lead to higher prices, product shortages, and an economic downturn. Coming up, we've got a story from Wisconsin Life about a more pleasant sign of spring. Stay with us.
Make an appointment with Public Radio's favorite family doc on the next Zorba Pastor on Your Health.
Okay, Carol, do you like taking calls from our listeners?
I do.
How about sharing our wonderful heart-healthy recipes?
Absolutely.
Do you like to keep up with the latest medical research?
Always.
If you do, Carol, stay tuned.
Saturday afternoon at 1 and Sunday night at 6 on WPR News.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about appreciating a very particular plant in the springtime.
Spring has a way of energizing the five senses. And when it comes to the sense of smell, there are a few scents that we only have a brief time to enjoy, like the lilacs. Author Chris Hardy brings us this essay on the sweet smell of spring.
When lilacs last in the dooryard bloomed, and the great star early drooped in the western sky in the night, I mourned, and yet shall mourn, with ever-returning spring. Walt Whitman. There are a few magical weeks every May where Mother Nature's perfume fills the air. She wears essence of lilac, an intoxicating and alluring fragrance. It permeates our souls, lifts old hearts, and washes away her winter cruelty. It is the smell of spring. Some springs, our lilac season is cut short when Mother Nature decides to give us a late frost, depriving us of her sweet fragrance. Such was the case last year when a hard freeze in mid-May killed most of the blossoms on our lilacs and on our apple trees. Although we're still flirting with frost, she's made up for it this year. Our lilacs and those around the countryside seem to be in spectacular bloom. Or perhaps I'm just noticing it more this year. We can thank the European Balkan countries for bringing us the lilac, which comes from the Persian word meaning bluish. The common lilac is called Syringa vulgaris and has florets with four petals that grow in clusters called panicles. Lilacs are a member of the olive family, similar to other ornamentals like forsythia and privet. Anyone who has transplanted lilacs knows how incredibly hardy the plants are. They were carried along the trading routes from the Ottoman Empire into Europe by the late 1500s and then brought to North America by settlers. George Washington and Thomas Jefferson grew lilacs. New Hampshire designated the purple lilac as its official state flower in 1919 because it symbolizes the hardy character of the citizens of the Granite State. Lilac bushes can live for hundreds of years. Lilac essential oil has medicinal value, and it is used in aromatherapy to fight depression and increase relaxation. I always remember having lilacs on the farm. 20 years ago, my wife Sherry and I dug up some sucker plants from a stand on a nearby homestead farm. Those have now spread into an impressive lilac hedge in front of our house. We enjoy the flowering crab trees and the blooms on the wild plum and other fruit trees as well. The pinks, purples, reds, and whites brighten the greening landscape. But I prefer the lilac. Perhaps it's because I admire its tough nature. Ours have survived drought, 45 below zero temperatures, and everything else, and yet have endured and flourished. We need that kind of fortitude in Wisconsin. Since lilacs are not native to North America, when you see stands of lilacs in the country, someone planted them. Since they live so long, they are a great clue to locating where there was once a farmhouse or some kind of human activity nearby. Sometimes when I see a lilac hedge in the middle of nowhere, I wonder about who planted them, what lives they led, and why they left. Perhaps the long departed return on warm spring nights to savor the sweet bouquet, if only for a moment. It only seems like a moment when the lilacs bloom. Life moves fast, and soon it will be summer. Be sure to stop and smell the lilacs.
Chris Hardy is an author who lives in Taylor, and that story on lilacs came from his book, Back Home, Country Tales Through the Seasons. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin. Additional support comes from Lola and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And of course, let's get a quick check of weekend weather. Windy and warm today with high temperatures in the 70s and 80s, wind gusts near 25 miles per hour at times, and a good chance for some more showers and storms later on this afternoon. Showers and storms continue overnight, especially in the east with lows in the 40s and 50s. Pretty windy this weekend with gusts near 20 miles per hour and high temperatures in the 50s and 60s for both Saturday and Sunday. And that'll do it for this Friday. Thanks for joining us on this busy news day for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. Have a great rest of your day and a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.